Welcome to the conversation from a man's perspective. This is the place where we dialogue about religion, politics, relationships, dating, and social issues. The purpose of our conversations are to stimulate positive communication, thus creating a more harmonious atmosphere. Under the umbrella of Black Pearl Image Consulting, we also hold self-esteem building workshops with powerful motivational speakers to get you to the next level. Here at Black Pearl Image, we bring out the gem in you because we focus on the inner image first and the rest will follow. So check us out at blackpearlimage.com and book your next intimate conversation with one of our panelists, also a self-esteem building workshop with our motivational speakers. See you there. Hello, and welcome to Conversations from a Man's Perspective. I am your host, Leanna Forrest. We are now showing twice a month instead of every week. So I've missed you guys. Our guest today is Victor Marshall with the God's Glory Radio Show. But before we have a conversation with Vic, I'd like to say a quick prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for who you are and all that you do. Lord, we pray that all those listening now and in the future may be blessed and encouraged by this broadcast. Amen. And also, I want to share with you, my topic for today is forgive. One definition of prayer is spiritual communion. Another way to think of communion is heart connection. When you are really involved with another person relationally, you genuinely care for them. Hearts become knit together. Mothers bond with babies. Lovers bond in marriage. God wants to bond with us, spirit to spirit, heart to heart. But there are roadblocks along the way on our part. The Bible says that we have the ability to open and shut the door to our hearts. As long as the door of our heart is open to God, you can experience His presence. If you are worried, stressed, angry, or preoccupied with the cares of life, however, you have closed the door of your heart with your will and will no longer experience His presence. He hasn't moved, you have. Whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? 1 John 3:17. Meditate on that for the rest of the week. Victor Marshall, are you there?
Thank you for having me.
Victor?
I am doing fine, ma'am. How are you doing, Ms. Forrest? Well, first of all, I've been married for 10 years to my wife, who is my best friend. Her name is Deneen Marshall. She's also the co-host and co-founder of the God's Glory Radio Show, which is known to many as Marshall Group Worldwide Ministries. My wife and I have a mixed family, believe it or not. I have two children, which is Kyrie, who is 19, age 19, who goes to school in Wilberforce. And I have a younger son who is Elijah Marshall, who just turned 16 just recently this year. And then my wife and I have a mixed family with three older children, which is Gary Childs Jr., Alyssa, which they are twins, actually, and then Derek, which is the younger person in the family.
Oh,
and,
wow.
For those that don't know me, I have a passion for traveling. My wife and I love to travel, and I've been traveling since age three. It all started back when I was 3 years old when I went outside and I got on the metro bus and left my parents, decided I was going to take a tour of the nation's capital. And after taking a tour of the nation's capital, from there, I found a police officer, told him I wanted to go home. And when the police officer asked me, how was I going to go home? Do I know where I live? I gave him the full address, my mother's name, and the phone number. They were able to reach my mother to let her know exactly where I was, and they were able to retrieve me from there.
And how old were you back?
Go ahead. I don't want to cut you off.
And how old were you at this time?
I was actually 3 years old.
Wow, that's amazing.
When I was three, I did that. And then the other thing, you know, God has blessed me with the birthday of April 27th, which is actually Terrell Murphy, our bishop's birthday, as well as Martin Luther King's wife. We all share the same birthday. And I just think that's very interesting how God worked that out.
Right. Awesome. Well, Vic, tell us a little bit about your ministry, the God's Glory Radio Show. How did that first get started?
Well, for a very long time, God has been dealing with me about ministering on the radio. Before I got saved and committed to God, I was going to do radio in the secular world. And when I committed myself to God, God basically told me, the thing that you were once going to do for the world, you're going to do that for me. So when my wife and I moved to Atlanta, we were on the radio there for 2 years, and then we were on the radio here once in Charlotte, which he processed us to be able to start a radio broadcast, reaching out to families, dealing with people's issues in the community, as well as ministering the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's awesome. So why did you choose radio? What was significant about radio?
Well, God has called me to media. And when I say media, it's not just radio. It's television, basically television, newspapers, print ads, anything dealing with that area. But in this particular point in time and season, God is using the radio as a vehicle to be able to reach those that are in a community. And when I'm able to be on the radio, it allows me to reach a lot of people. And when we're on the radio together, we can target community issues, things that happen in our community, things that happen in church, things that happen in our households. And with quick prayer, with lots of prayer and lots of fasting, and through the obedience of God's word, we can use the radio as a vehicle to minister to those that are in the community.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Now, there are several radio ministries on the air, Vic. What is so unique about yours?
The one thing about the radio ministry that God gave myself and my wife is we are not on the radio to entertain the public or entertain people. We are on the radio to minister. We're on the radio to be the solution to people's problems. We are on the radio to share God's word, the Bible, with those that may or may not be available on Sundays. God just recently opened the door for us to minister on Fridays at 12 noon. And what we do is, we ask people to come have lunch with us, but we're not asking them to have lunch with us in a way that they can have a meal, but we're basically looking for them to have a Bible study so that we can feed them spiritually.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, I may have to invite you over to BBS Radio. I
yes,
think
ma'am.
You will enjoy that, the internet radio. So tell me, Vic, what are some of the obstacles that you faced during your radio ministry?
Well, how much time do we have? I mean, there's so many obstacles that my wife and I have had with this radio ministry. One of them being people not understanding why we do what we do on the radio. Other challenges that we had to overcome in regards to actually being homeless, not having a place to live, not having a job, having people not understand you, not having people understand your ministry. There's so many different things that I could tell you in regards to a lot of the obstacles, financial obstacles. I mean, people talk about finances and people talk about funds. God has allowed us to overcome that obstacle. And then God has also been in my marriage to allow me to be married 10 years, allow me to be married as long as I've been married. And there have been times that I've had so many obstacles, and without God, without prayer, without Christ as a sinner, I don't know where I would be today.
Okay, all right. All right, awesome. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk more about the God's Glory Radio Ministry with Victor Marshall. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Conversations from a Man's Perspective. My name is Levanna Forrest, your host, and our guest for this evening is Victor Marshall with the God's Glory Radio Show. Victor, how are you so far?
I'm doing fine. I'm having a wonderful time on your broadcast. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate you being a guest. Victor, tell me, what unique opportunities have you had on your broadcast? Has anyone ever called you to give a testimony?
I've had so many. Okay, go ahead. I didn't hear you. You said, what type of unique guests have I had on the broadcast?
Correct.
Well, I've had all types of guests from all walks of life, from multiple countries, from people that are local that are in this area to folks that are out in other states. And then I got to see another side of a coworker, which got to minister with us on the radio. So that allowed us to see a person outside of their work environment. So it's basically a good mixture of different people. Everybody is different. No person is the same, whether it be a man or a woman, whether it be a young person or an older person. Everybody has a different calling on their life, and everybody has a different assignment, and everybody has a different personality. So each time a different person comes on, God always does something really special with that individual, because perhaps bringing you on, when you came on, you had your own unique style, your own unique lifestyle, your own experience. And when you came to work with us on the radio, it allowed God to use you in a way that I cannot be used, because you are a different tool and a different instrument from me or anybody else.
Thank you.
I think you know what I'm saying when I say that.
I do. I do understand. Yeah. And thank you for having me as a guest on your show. I was honored. Well, Victor, tell us, what are your goals for the God's Glory Radio Show? What are your short-term goals and your long-term goals?
Not really my short-term goals, God's short-term goals that he has placed on my heart for my wife
corrected,
and I.
Yes.
First of all, to do well locally here in the Charlotte area, in this region, and to take different areas of the state and minister there and expand other states such as New York, Atlanta, wherever the Lord may lead us. And that is my short-term goal. My long-term goal is in the future, by the leading of God, by the leading of the Lord, is to have my own network, to have my own television studio, and to have my own radio studio, which I can have full control over, that to put individuals on the radio such as yourself and others to not only reach those that are local, but reach those in other countries as well. Provide interpreters for them to help them to be able to minister appropriately, to be able to be understood with things that they're saying. So God has just put a lot of things in this ministry that
we are looking to accomplish. And we are just vessels. We are nothing more than vessels. And we look for God to do everything, from paying the bill to running the broadcast, from giving us topics, from basically telling us where to broadcast, from getting the word out to the people. We just follow his leading, and with God, we cannot fail.
Right. Well, Victor, I know oftentimes, you know, things get tough, you know, money gets tight, and you said earlier that you were homeless at one point, and now your broadcast reaches thousands every week. I think we spoke last week, and you had over 12,000 listeners on your program. What is it that keeps you focused and motivated?
My focus is really not much of my focus. It's more like keeping my focus on God. I'm concentrating on my destiny of fulfilling the purpose that God has for my life. I understand that I have people that are connected to me, such as my wife and others. I have children that are counting on me to do what God wants me to do so that I can get to where God needs me to go. And if I don't follow God, and if I'm not obedient to what God has me to do, then how can I succeed? So God is my motivating factor. The fact that Christ was crucified, he went to the cross and rose again out of the grave so that I may have life and you may have life and we all may be able to live abundantly. The whole fact of Christ, his love for us, all of us, keeps me motivated and keeps me focused on what I need to do for him and for his kingdom and for the body of Christ.
What do you have any words of encouragement for someone starting out a business and they're finding obstacles along the way? What advice can you give them?
My advice to those out here that have obstacles in front of them is continue to move. The obstacles that are in front of you are not to hurt you. The obstacles in front of you are to build you, to give you a testimony, to allow you to overtake whatever obstacle that is in your path, whether it be a wall, you can climb that wall, or whether it be something that is an object, you may just have to just maneuver it. But the situation that you are going through that is in front of you, the obstacle, the challenge, or whatever that may be, that is not for you. That's for the next person. You got to go through it, and you have to be victorious and trust God, trust Christ to get you through that so that when you get through it, you could be able to share and minister to someone else that is currently in that situation. You can go to that person and say, I've been in this place before. And then you can share to them and encourage them how God brought you out of that situation. Because when we are in situations, sometimes people lose hope. Sometimes people don't really know exactly what to do. But when they run across an individual such as yourself or me or another vessel that has became victorious, that has overcame that obstacle, then you may share the words, the testimony, the encouragement to that individual about your victory, and that will give them not only rest, it will give them peace, and it will also increase their faith to be able to go through it and make it through it, and not only make it through it, but be able to help the next person that's going to come along.
Exactly. You're exactly right. I don't complain about the trials and tribulations I've gone through in my life, and I oftentimes say I wouldn't change a thing because it was there for a reason. You know, when someone looked to me and shared with me things that are happening in their life, and they ask me, Levanna, how did you come through it? Then I have a true life testimony to share with them. Not advice from what I think I know, but advice from what I do know. You know, so you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely right. Well, Victor, right now we are going to take another short break. Please hold on. We'll be right back with more conversations from a man's perspective with Victor Marshall of the God's Glory Radio Show. Thank you. And welcome back to Conversations from a Man's Perspective with Victor Marshall of the God's Glory Radio Show. Victor, tell us some of the topics that you've chosen to have on your radio show and what led you to have those particular discussions.
Well, of course, everything that I do is on the God's Glory Radio Show. I don't do it on my own strength. First of all, I have to pray about it, have to research whatever it may be in the Word to be able to use the Word as God leads me in regards to talking about these topics, in regards to bringing on the guests on the program, in regards to how to reach them or how God may have me go to a mall or to a Starbucks and have me run into somebody and just meet them. It's just all based on God. And there are so many different topics that God has given me on the broadcast. And one of the things that God gave me when I first came to Charlotte, and I did not get this when I was in Atlanta, but I got it when I was in Charlotte, is you have to be the solution to other people's problems. God gave me, I'm going to bless you by obedience and being the solution to people's problems. If you go back in time, you remember that Martin Luther King was a great leader, and he was also a minister of the gospel. And he was a solution to problems, issues that were in our community. And basically, God just began to deal with me that there's not a lot of people that are out here in the community that are trying to be the solution to people's problems. So out of obedience, I began to target topics that God has given me. And some of the topics that God has given me for the community, because we do Bible and we do community, is bullies. We talk about bullies. We talk about the situation with young men and with those in the body of Christ and those that are in the world that are bullied. We've talked about suicide. We've talked about runaways. We've talked about domestic violence, dropping out of church and dropping out of college. We've talked about graduation, education, shoplifting, and we've also had an opportunity that we are possibly working on in regards to talking about guns. We talked about it in Atlanta, but we have not talked about it here, but that is definitely something that we need to discuss, as well as sex, church hurts, abortion, clubs, fighting, and under the umbrella of God. The list can go on and on and on. There's just so many broadcasts. There have been days that I went into a radio studio with my spouse, and I have spent hours there, spent the whole Saturday there, recording sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8 radio broadcasts in one day because God gave them to me either the day before or that week. And it's like God will continue to stay on me until I complete every topic that he gives me. And then when I don't complete them, it's like I feel like an urge to go and continue. So because of this, my wife and I are working on having a studio in our home where we can actually do broadcasts from home. So when God gives me these things, I don't have this weight on me and I can sleep at night. I'm not up early in the morning dealing with this because he continues to deal with me about these topics.
Isn't that amazing, though, when God places something on your heart? Can you hear me, Vic?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Isn't it amazing, though, that when God places something in your spirit, you cannot rest until you fulfill it? So I can totally identify with you on that. That is awesome. Share with us your most memorable show.
One of my most memorable shows is when I had LaVanna Forrest to come on the broadcast, her along with many others, but talking to you right now, that does come to mind because we discussed the shoplifting, the situation with people going into the stores and people stealing. And you are such a great speaker in regards to talking about that. And we basically concentrated on preventing that and encouraging people to stop doing it. So that was one of the most memorable shows. And then there was another thing that God did around Easter when he had multiple speakers on. And that was very special because I've never done a radio conference, a conference on a radio before. Usually people do that in hotels or they do that in church. but God had me to basically hold one on the radio, which was free for everyone.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that very much. We're going to change gears for a moment. As you know, the conversations from a man's perspective initially started out of relationships. So we're going to switch gears and talk about relationships a little bit. You were one of my guests one evening when I did a live show in Concord, North Carolina. Can you share with the ladies who are listening, give us a tip or word of advice for ladies who are wanting, needing, searching for a committed relationship?
Well, I have a special treat for you right here on this particular question. I know it's a man's perspective, but I will also like to give you my wife's perspective first, and then when she is done, I will give you my perspective as a man as to what God gave me pertaining to this topic. Is that okay?
That's awesome. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Lavanda?
I am wonderful. It's good to hear your voice.
You too. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be on your show today.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I see you have some tips for the ladies.
Yes, Victor wanted me to just say a few words about this topic.
Okay.
This is a special topic for me that I talk about a lot because there was so much that I had to learn once I became married. Because, again, as Victor mentioned before, we do have a blended family, so I was single with children for, you know, a long time before we got together. And the one tip that I have for single women, especially if they already have children, is once they become married, they have to learn how to be independent without being independent. And what I mean by that is, 1 Corinthians 11:3 says, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." And I had to learn that order because I had a mindset where it was me and my kids. I had to take care of them. And a lot of single women have that same mentality. So when a man comes, it's like God wants to bless us, but then we have this power struggle going on. So my one tip for single ladies who really feel that they are ready to be married is to be ready to give up their independence and work together with their mate as opposed to wanting to hold on to the headship. Does that make sense?
Right. It makes perfect sense because we've been the mommy and the daddy.
That's a lot easier said than done. Because, you know, we as women, we want what we want. So, but that is an important lesson for them to really, really be prayerful. The only one that can really help them with this is God, and they have to be prayerful about relearning how to be submissive. Because in the day and time that we live in today, a submissive wife is, quote-unquote, not a good thing. But that's the order of God. So we really have to pray for God's order and be willing to walk in it, even if we don't completely understand it.
You're absolutely correct. And that word submissive oftentimes bothers a lot of women, but it's not in the context that some women think it is. You know, we think it's just really not having a voice. But share with us, Janine, what submissive really means in God's eyes.
In God's eyes, submissive just means being obedient first to Him. Into our husband, and then to our head, our headship. The Word of God tells us that, you know, that the man is our covering, and then the covering of man is Christ. So once we understand that order, just because he's our covering doesn't mean that we have to be his doormat. It doesn't mean any of that, because the truth of the matter is, if the mate that God sends you is truly of God, then he's going to treat you like the queen that you are. So you won't have to worry about being submissive, because you're going to want to be submissive when you're being treated like a queen. Right. And I'm probably being submissive. So in God's eyes, being submissive just means being obedient and being a helpmate. He called us to be helpmates, to help our mates in any capacity that is necessary, especially if we're walking in ministry. But even just as simple as keeping your home and rearing the children. Levan, a lot of women don't realize that back in the early 70s when Women's Lib came to be, that really was an attack against the family to make women, quote unquote, independent, to move them away from their creation role, which is raising their children, raising, you know, being the keeping their house and, you know, being the helpmate so that the husband went out and worked and, you know, kind of like the Leave It to Beaver. And that was really the order of God. But today it's like, if a woman say, oh, I'm a housewife, I'm a domesticated, a domestic worker, or whatever, they're shunned or they're frowned upon because they're like, that's all you do. But what about your independence? What do you want? And all of this other stuff. But God called us to be nurturers. He called us to create. He called us to do all of these wonderful things that men can't do.
But
the day and time that we live in, you know, it's frowned upon.
And also, I had a guest on. That particular show topic was interracial marriage. And my guest, the husband, said that one of the things that kept his marriage together was that his wife believed in him. He quit his job, Denise, and started his own business. It took 3 years to get it off of the ground. She supported the entire family, and not once did she ever frown or complain while he built his business. And I find that oftentimes today, we don't stand by our, and I say we as in ladies, we don't stand by the man. We expect the man to come fully clothed financially, socially, spiritually, you know, the whole gamut. We're not willing to work with him. So I think, we as women need to really stop and take a look at that and partner with that. I think that's important to build together and not expect one to complete, but you complete each other together. Right. So, you know, I totally agree with you. That's awesome. Tell us, Denise and Vic, what is the thing that Vic saw in you, Denise, that made him realize that you were his queen? And Vic, when was it that you realized that you needed to, notice I said needed to propose to Denise?
Well, for me, and then I'll have him give you his answer. But for me, he always said that God told him. And I was saying, I don't think so. So he was 100% convinced. And I was like, well, God gonna have to tell me something. So he just, you know, he just wholeheartedly believed it and pursued it and made me a believer. So that's how that came to be. But let me have him answer that question.
Okay.
Can I answer the question that you had asked before about the young lady? Can you ask me that question again? I'm going to make sure I answer that before we move on, if we have time.
Yeah, we have a few minutes. The question about tips for the ladies?
Yes.
Sure, you can go ahead and chime on that.
Okay, God gave me this last night. So I'm going to try to make this, give it to you the way that God gave me and try to, you know, make sense out of it. To all the single women out there and to the ladies such as yourself, you are an orange on a tree. You're an orange. You're not a strawberry. You're not a banana. You're not any of these other fruit out here. You're not even a vegetable. The reason why I'm saying that is because God has placed you in your own category. And a lot of us are sitting on a tree right now, and we're wanting to know, when are we going to come down? When are we going to come down from this tree? I've been here for quite a while now, but I'm here to tell you today that you're on that tree because you are getting a color. you're getting your fruit. You're becoming full. You're growing. You're still being watered for where you're going. But the problem is a lot of people, a lot of women, don't want to be the orange that is on the tree. We want to be picked. We want to be picked off of the orange, and picked off of the tree. And when you're picked off, if the wrong person picks you, they're going to peel you, and they're going to violate you. And basically, God is basically positioning you to be on this tree, on this vine, so that you can be nurtured until the man that God has ordained for your very life to come along. See, when apples fall from the tree, they say that's a bad apple. That's why I didn't say you are apple. I said you are an orange. Because, see, apple go rotten. One bad apple spoils a bunch. So what I'm saying to you is sometimes it may seem like it's taking a while. Sometimes you may wonder when and how long will I be on this tree. But when you are ready, God, just like the oranges in Florida, someone is going to come by and they're going to look at the oranges and they're going to say, this one right here. This one right here. I want this one. And they're going to shine you up and they're going to put you in a bucket or a bowl or whatever, and they're going to wash you real good, and they're going to ship you the way you're supposed to go. The only thing with that, to a lot of people don't understand it. Now, some oranges just want to dangle in people's faces or dangle in the worker's faces. But the worker sees you, but he didn't pick you because you're not ready yet. See, what women got to understand is they are diamonds. They're not cubic zirconias. They're not something that's cheap. The word says that you are more precious. Rubies are more precious than rubies. And a woman has to understand that they have value. You can't just have any joker come by and pick you, because if you do, your life is in turmoil. And then when you're picked early and you're not ready, then it's like, why did you pick me? I don't want you to pick. Put me back on a tree. By then, you don't already went through that, and it's just a whole process of being able to be picked again. Am I making sense?
Right. I understand. That's an interesting analogy. Very interesting.
Yeah, God gave me that, and I was just like, wow. Wow, and all I see is an orange tree, and and then you got those oranges that are so dynamic. I'm sure you go to the store right now and you see picked straight out of Florida. Unfortunately, in your situation, that's out of South Carolina, but somebody else is from Florida, somebody else is from here, from North Carolina, or somebody else is from Texas or whatever. They might even have a tree there with oranges on it. But because you are special, God gave you this message to give you an understanding and a revelation that you are valuable. Can't nobody pick you. You want a valuable person that's going to commit to you to pick you. You just don't want some joker that just wants some orange juice to come get you because he just wants him a drink. I think you know where I'm going with that.
I think I know where you're going.
I'm just trying to just be obedient to what God gave me, because there are some oranges out here that are artificial. They're not even real oranges. They got stores out here trying to make orange juice. I ain't going to go into homosexuality or nothing like that, but I'm just going to tell you what God gave me. They're trying to make themselves an orange, but they can't be an orange because they didn't come from your tree. That's some deep stuff right there. That's deep. That you got other sexes wishing they was an orange because they see your value and they say, put me on that tree. Put me on that tree. You can't go there because you're a watermelon. What are you trying to get on a tree for? You got another place you're supposed to go. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. But Vic, we're going to pause again. We need to take a break. So
yes,
everyone
ma'am.
You're listening to, Victor Marshall, he is from the God's Glory Radio Show. This is A Conversation from a Men's Perspective with your host, Levanna Forrest. We'll be right back.
There came a time that my wife had been praying about a husband long before I came along. So when I went to New York, I had been, you know, my mind had been in other places at the time. But it was in New York when I was in Queens, when I was being ministered to in the New Jerusalem Church of God of Christ, which is located in Queens by Pastor Robert L. Stevenson. And God spoke to him as a vessel, saying, can I pick your wife? I see you have a choice, quite a bit of choices. You can't make up your mind. Because, see, God's thoughts are higher than ours. He knows things about us that we don't know ourselves. And at that time, before I met my wife, God knew I was all over the place. And he said, look, I got this diamond right here. Let me be the one to pick your wife because I see you ain't capable of doing it. So let me make this choice and pick her for you. So, you know, okay. before I married my wife, God was unfair. What he did was he had her in a dream, in a vision, and he showed my wife the ring that I had that she described before she got it, which was really unfair because God played me right there. He told on me, basically, that I had my wife already know it was coming. And then when I was up in New York,
you know,
I have your wife. I have your wife right here. You go ahead. I'm picking this. I'm going to pick your wife for you. And God picked my wife, and I've been with her ever since.
Wow, that's amazing. That's beautiful. Well, Victor, we're about to end the show. So tell us, those who are listening, how could they tune into the God's Glory Radio Show?
Well, first of all, I'm going to give you the website to reach us, www.thegodsgloryradioshow.org. That's www.thegodsgloryradioshow.org. You can go on there and you can stream right here from Charlotte, North Carolina, in regards to hearing us. If you're out of the state, my wife and I have plans by following God that we will air in all major cities in the United States. And by his obedience, we will be able to do that. And for those that want to reach us, there's email addresses, there's contacting information there. Again, the website, again, is www.thegodsgloryradioshow.org. And you can stream with us at 12 o'clock Eastern time between 12 and 12:30. Come have lunch with us. All you have to do is go to our website, www.thegodsgloryradioshow.org. And click stream with us and come have lunch with us every Friday from 12 o'clock to 12:30 noon. And I'm telling you, next week, I'm not going to go into it, but we got some really, really good topics that God has given us for the community. And I just thank this radio station. I thank Levanna for allowing us to be on her broadcast right now. And I'm just so honored and humbled that she would allow me to do this. She's a great woman of God and, you know, God-fearing woman and all that. And I just thank God for her and what God is doing through her with this broadcast.
Oh, thank you very much. And I still have to persuade you to join BBSRadio.com. It's an awesome, awesome radio station. We could be heard in Canada, Australia, UK, all over the United States of America. Very easy to do. You can download. So I'm also going to invite you, hopefully in the near future, to become a family member of www.bbsradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Victor Marshall with the God's Glory Radio Show. I am Levanna Forrest, your host, with the Conversations from a Man's Perspective. You all have a beautiful week. Be blessed. And Victor, we thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.